Welcome to the BeastNet Podcast, proudly presented by the Beast Obstacle Course Racers and sponsored by GH Under's Performance Base Layers. Here we discuss all things athleticism to obstacle course racing, endurance to nutrition, our team, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey, everybody. My name is Adam Bergenheyer with the Beast OCR. Thanks for tuning into the BeastNet podcast today. In addition to Mike James, our BeastNet MC,
hello.
Every once in a while, you'll see myself on the phone as well. And hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hello.
And then we have a really special guest today. So we've got this cool guy on the phone named Ben Winkleman. Go ahead and say hi there for us.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me to the podcast tonight.
Oh, yeah. Now that I've awkwardly introduced everybody, Ben is actually the owner, curator, mad scientist behind GH Unders. GH Unders has been a sponsor of Beast OCR since before Beast OCR existed, and helped Andrew, our Beast Master, in bringing together what is now exploded to 1,700 members, and all sorts of other craziness. So, Ben has some really cool base layers, and we want to talk a little bit about Ben and get to know him a little bit. So, I guess, kicking it off here, I gotta ask, Ben, what brought you into the world of obstacle course racing, endurance, everything else? What got you into helping out Beasts before Beasts were Beasts?
Well, there were a couple of things, actually, and as much as I appreciate everything that you all do, each individual kind of has their own reason for participating in obstacle course racing. And my experience, personal experience with that, has been more through the relationships that I've made with people who participate in it, more than my own participation. Really, for myself, you know, I did a couple of dirty dashes with some soccer teams that I helped coach, and that was fun. But the inspirational stories that I get from different people who have, you know, overcome not just obstacles on the course, but obstacles in their life. And I knew Drew. I've known Drew for years. And, you know, I was kind of inspired just kind of seeing what he was doing and how it was pulling people together and kind of a common interest in basically addressing life's challenges through an obstacle course race. And the fact that we were making GH Unders on the best base layer in the world, it didn't take long before I was told, like, you know, these are the people that are out there really pushing themselves and finding new limits and setting new goals. These people are out in the weather. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, some 100-degree day or it starts snowing in the middle of their race. Those are the people that really enjoy the benefits of Grace Harper Unders better than anyone else. And so Drew and I mean, we were friends already. I was kind of watching what he was doing, and I don't know that there was any particular day where we just said, hey, we should work together, but it became pretty obvious that we were going to. And, you know, I think Drew, even he had a birthday party or something like that, and he decided he was going to run, I don't remember how many miles through Grace Harbor County, and he didn't have a big fan base at that point, but I remember I was like, you know what, he's going to be finishing pretty close to Grace Harbor Unders headquarters, and I went out there and met him pretty late in the dark as he was finishing up his challenge, and I thought, man, that guy's just going for it. I gotta help him help other people, and you know, kind of forming the nonprofit and trying to establish, you know, what everything was going to be about for Beasts. I guess we just jumped in and just started coming up with wild ideas, and each time we talked, like, hey, we should do this, and our whole company, my dad and I own the company, and we just got behind it. You know, we're 100% made in the United States, and we've got a lot of vets and people that really appreciate American-made products that, you know, think they just like it that much better that, hey, not only am I pushing it and wearing some of the best stuff in the world, I got it right here in Western Washington. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to working with the obstacle course racing. The Beast OCRs just kind of seems to be the big base team here. And every time I meet somebody new, it's like, I'm just surprised again and get more excited about participating.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's funny you mentioned the story about Drew doing the run. We actually talked about that in the interview when I talked to Drew about him doing it. It was a full marathon that he did. So.
Yeah, exactly. It was for his 26th birthday, right?
He didn't say what it was for. He just said it was just something he decided to do on his birthday. And it was a full marathon because he's insane.
He finished about two blocks from Grace Harbor Under's headquarters, and it was late at night. I was watching him throughout the day, you know, check in here, check in there. And I thought, he's gonna do this. He's going to finish.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and I jogged with him. I'm not claiming that I did anything cool here. But when he got down to the end, he had kind of routed everything, and he was going off of his GPS, and he's like, oh, man, I'm not quite done. He was at, like, his mapped finish line, but he still had, you know, another half mile to go or something. So I jogged back and forth with him until we finished off, so he got every step in. It was pretty cool, and I was pretty proud of him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's funny he brought that up, too.
Yeah, he did. Well, he brought up because I was talking about I'm doing my first marathon November 26th, so... We were talking about it because I'm insane, and I told myself I'd do one before I turned 40, and November 26th is the week before my birthday, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. We'll be rooting for you, I bet.
No, yeah, I'm going to need the luck, trust me.
Oh, stop. You got this.
Hey, if there's one thing I could say about myself, I may not be in the best shape, but I don't know when to quit, so I'm just going to keep going until I finish.
No, he's got a good point. We're equally dumb people, so it just kind of works out.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah. We're definitely doing that.
Not knowing when to quit can be a good thing, I suppose.
It can sometimes, but, I mean, I've spent 13 and a half hours on a Spartan course to make sure my teammates made it, and it takes it out of you.
Yeah. Well, that's the good stuff that I like seeing. I love it. And I'm not sure that I'm yet convinced that I should jump into one of these obstacle course racers that or races that is more than anything competitive. I don't know that that's for me, but I like being part of it and helping other people get there. So. You know, if that's me rooting in the stands or making sure that they have the right gear, I like that.
And sometimes that's better than even being out there with them. I mean, that you're that behind the scenes guy that, you know, you make sure everything happens, and those people are as important as the people out there on the course. So,
yeah, I certainly feel that way. When they've set a goal, and whatever that goal is for them. It's obviously very important. They've dedicated a lot of time and energy, training, and you know, they're risking their health sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I can do anything possible just to help them a little bit to really making the difference. And that's where our company kind of comes from. It's not just in obstacle course racing, but almost anything that somebody's pushing themselves and. Whether they're choosing to play out in the weather or they work out there every day, they need the best base layer in the world, and they can get it right here in their backyard. So,
yeah, and I mean they are amazing base layers. I mean, and a lot of people really they don't think about how important the base layers are. I mean, the base layers are what keeps you from basically getting too cold or too hot. I mean, they're very important.
Yeah, probably most important and. For you guys, you already know this, but maybe some of your listeners don't. One of the biggest things that makes us different, Grace Harbor Under's different, is that the material has a dry inner layer even when the material gets wet. So it's certainly not waterproof by any means. But if you're sweating a lot or you just go through an obstacle and you're under the water, within seconds of getting out of the water, the water's removed from your skin. So there's actually a dry layer. And as you know, in particular in endurance work, your skin becomes more susceptible to irritation and rash and all kinds of blisters and problems just by the fact it's being regularly exposed to water. So if you can take that out of the equation, we've had many, many of your obstacle course racers and in other professional sports as well say, I mean, that's why they made new PRs. That's why they broke new records. That's why they won a race, you know. It makes a huge difference when your base layer actually works the way it's supposed to.
And yeah, and I mean, I could see that definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've used the wrong base layers, and you just get so cold after you're wet, and if you don't get dried off, it's not good.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you put your insulation in your mid layer, and of course, like an outer shell. But the reason it's called a base layer is supposed to be worn against your skin. But its number one most important job is to keep your skin dry. And I'm sorry, but you can go out and search the world, and you will not find a better base layer that actually keeps your skin dry. And you'll find company after company that says that it's wicking, and wicking is not enough. It's simply a buzzword to sell you clothing and apparel.
Mm-hmm.
You need something that actually keeps your skin dry.
Yeah.
And single layer polyester, polypropylene, Kapolene, all of those, they sound cool. Some of them look pretty cool. They've got a nice, you know, cool looking logo on it or something.
Yep.
But when you're out there in the middle of maybe your life's biggest challenge, the last thing you need is some compression fit single layer polyester sticking to your skin and making you uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, I completely agree.
I used to be that guy, and it's so funny that you say that, Ben. And you know, you've heard me say this before. Is I used to be the guy that had the big, you know, used stuff all the time, and I'd wear those, you know, single top and bottom compression layer, and I'd have the matching base layer socks with it. And I think I'm good. And then I'd go out, and gosh, 2 hours into something, I'd be freezing and soaked, and it's not doing me any good, and it's holding me back, and it's sticking to my arms, and you know. And after a while, you know, if you need to perform for hours in that kind of gear, you just don't dry off fast enough, especially at night and in, like, the harsh temperatures of environments of the Pacific Northwest. It sucks.
Yeah.
And so I was excited when I got to come down and, you know, you had someone help get me fitted for GH Unders. And so I used those. I put on over 100 miles in GH Unders in the last several months without trying. Not including events,
right.
Not including, you know, races. I've won them for several Spartan races. I wore them during several hurricane heats, the 12-hour and the hurricane 24-hour. 24-hour. And it works. And it sounds silly, but, like, no irritation, no weird rashes, nothing like that. And I've gone and jumped in the water with the stuff that you have, and I'm dry. You know, of course, the outer layer is wet, but I'm dry. It works.
Well, in recent months,
huge difference.
In recent months, we had a demonstration. It was with a bunch of sports, outdoor sports writers, and a guy was up in front of everybody trying to explain how well they work, and it didn't seem like it was kind of getting across to some of the writers there, and so we made sure that they had some of the material in their hand and understand not just the material, but also in design, like on a waistband, for example. We go from the inside and go over the waistband, so it becomes part of the apparel, rather than many companies will sew on a waistband on the top. Well, we keep the dry side of that material against your skin and go to the outside with the stitching. So also on the inside, it's not only dry, but the stitching is non-abrasive. You have like one single stitch going across, but it's very durable. And like you said, you've got a few hundred miles. You'll wear that stuff for years. And you know, on some of those courses, I mean, well, you can wash your clothes for 10 times before you get some of that mud out, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. You just keep right on washing this stuff. I mean, you can. We haven't done this yet, and maybe you and I should do this at one of our events or something, Adam. But I think you could maybe pull a small car with this before it would tear. I mean, it's really strong. That's different than a lot of the other base layers that are out there that are. They're made to look pretty, but they don't function, and the whole purpose is to get function. And I've really tried to do
a fan of horrible things. I am.
Yeah, maybe we should tow some sort of small car and challenge. I don't know. We'll keep thinking, I guess.
That would be interesting to see.
So, Ben, what's the future of GHunders? What's next?
Well, you know, we're pretty well known in a lot of smaller, like, niche markets where you really have your expert, that person that pushes themselves. That can be, you know, in mountain climbing, a lot of the professional, like, mainstream sports as well. But extreme sports and snowboarding. We've got some longboard racing. Recently they kind of started picking up on Grace Harbor Unders and realizing how well it works under their leathers and their helmets. I know that when we look forward, I'm really trying to make sure that it's well known that our company stands behind obstacle course racers that are out there in the community doing good things. And I know that was one of the underlying reasons that Beast OCR was put together, was to support a particular purpose. It's a good cause. And just seeing the numbers of people that want to join in with the group and participate in workouts together, I see our company really having a pretty important role in helping those obstacle course racers meet their goals. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to some future events. I want to work with Beast OCR to put together some of the endurance events and do what we can as a company to support that. I'm looking forward to being made available in a more ready fashion. So right now we have a website, you know, ghunders.com. You can go there to order gear, but it's nice for a lot of people to get their hands on gear. And so, well, we welcome people to come down. We can give them a tour and show them around, or even make custom gear for people. To be able to just stop by your local retailer and pick some up, that's a goal of mine, and something that, you know, quite frankly, most of the retailers, the good ones, they want to support the people that come in there as customers. And so if their customers go in and say, hey, I know you've got 5 to 10 different base layer companies here that all say that they do the same thing, but what's the really good one, the best one? When you're going to your favorite running store or your favorite outfitter or whatever, if you as obstacle course racers are asking for GHunders and telling the people there, like, hey, this is what I wear, this is why it's different, this is why I use it, that for us is a big deal, because we know that we're accomplishing our goal and helping you. But also, I want it to be easier to get. So if we can get into more of those retail places, I don't see our company slowing down by any means. I would love to further support the whole industry. So, you know, I'm really optimistic about how things look in the future. And I would say in the next month to 2 months, we're just going to start taking some baby steps towards a really big goal. And you're going to help our company establish what that goal is while we help you. So I know Beast OCR is a big team, but I know there's a lot of other people and other industries For most people, this is a extracurricular activity. It becomes part of their lifestyle. But I mean, my day job is, I sometimes don't like to admit this because it kind of comes with its things, but I'm an attorney during the week, and so
no.
Here I am. Yeah, right. I object. Here I am, you know, wearing a suit, and I've got my base layers on underneath my suit. I'm going to litigation. I like litigation. And I'm in front of the judge. I know the judge is wearing my base layers under his robe. I think that's awesome. And when we're done, I'm going to go coach soccer that night, and I'll probably coach soccer the next night. And the judge is going to go coach baseball, and he's going to coach a team that's called DH Unders. There's a traveling baseball team, and I just love it. Every single one of those kids is outfitted with it. And when we send all our kids out onto the soccer fields in Western Washington, you're generally talking about a mud pit with maybe, you know, an inch of nice mud on the top. That's some of the best soccer around. And when those girls and boys that are just getting introduced to the sport are put in the proper gear, they feel so much more powerful than the other teams. They'll look over there, and I won't say the names of the other companies, but they've got some base layers on, and I just get a little giggle inside because I know what's about to happen. And it's not long before those kids are kind of shivering and moving over to the side, and they want to be subbed out. Here's these kids outfitted in GH Unders, and they're just out there crushing it.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's a visual advantage. You can see it as a fan or a parent just sitting there like going, wow, my kid is really doing so much better than everybody else who's not wearing that gear. It's an advantage in high school and college sports. The coaches that are familiar with our stuff or professional sports, they realize that it's an advantage to have the right gear. And you know, sometimes it's a disadvantage to have to wear a particular logo on your gear.
I agree with that completely.
If you're listening, and you love your children, go by G.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Don't you want them to have the best? I mean, it's kind of rude, really. Like, hey, it looks like it's going to rain 4 inches of rain today, and, well, it's 34 degrees, so at least it's not snow. All right, get out there, son. Have a nice game. You sit there in your car or what?
I'm pretty sure my son, I mean, that's pretty much the whole reason my son didn't want to play soccer. He's like, it's too cold, Dad. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, I had a great time tonight, and I at our soccer practice, it was hailing tonight. It just enough to, you know, I think I said this earlier, sting your face and have some big mud puddles out there, and the wind started coming down, and I thought, yes. And pretty soon I'm looking around, and I mean, almost every kid on my team obviously is wearing their GH Unders, right? And they're just got the biggest smiles, and I'm able to just scream like, yes, this is awesome. You guys are starting to sprinkle, and they're like, Coach, come on, this is crazy. They're absolutely loving.
That's awesome. You know what, we should take a quick...
It can change an entire sport.
It can. We should take a quick second for a commercial break.
Carver Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Gray's Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Back from break.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So that was one of your sponsors, huh?
Our favorite sponsor.
As before. Yeah, GH Unders, huh?
Yep, our favorite sponsor.
From what I hear.
Not that you know anything about it.
Well, this podcast thing's pretty cool. I really like that you guys are getting this put together, and everything's looking cool and working pretty well. Is this something start asking you guys some questions. Is this something that you're going to incorporate into the Beast website?
Yes, Adam's been working on
like back versions or something.
Yeah, Adam's been working on putting that in, and then there's a website for the podcast as well that will be linked into the Beast website.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, you guys are doing some good work. It's cool to see it starting to come together.
Yeah, it is. I've been a member of the Beast for about 2 years, and gosh, actually, I think it's been longer than that now. But I love it, and I mean, I feel like I'm home. So
nice.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, you asked a little bit about the future. I think Adam, for you and some of the others that have come out to see our manufacturing facility, we've got an 11,000 square foot facility that is used to be a municipal swimming pool, and we've converted that to our manufacturing facility. And then directly adjacent to it is an old. For most of its life, it was the local YMCA building, and we purchased that building. It's an additional 19,000 square feet that we can expand into. And so just today, in fact, we've been talking with some people to what does the future look like for us in expansion, getting some additional machines and employees, and pursuing a market. Obviously, one of the largest retailers in the world is Amazon, right?
So oh, yeah.
I think it's time for us to venture into that world. And I know all those Prime members are out there looking for free shipping. And that's one reason we did that on our website. Like, if you go on there now, you can. Sometimes it's free shipping. Sometimes it's, you know, further reduced. But because we are the actual manufacturer, we get to decide what we're going to do. And so we're looking forward to getting on to Amazon. There are a few other larger retailers that I'm working with their buyers, but we'd like to get, that's how we intend to be more readily available. So.
And I think that's awesome. I mean, you know, to have such a great product and have it be so close to us is amazing.
Yeah, I've been working with Adam a little bit. You know, we've got the Beast Elite Group, you know, top. Basically, we took some applicants. We got three women and three men. Mm-hmm. 2016 was the first time we did that. 2017, we did that. And I like how we're further developing what that means to be a Beast Elite member, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to continuing to develop that program. I think next year we'll have a few changes, and I'm looking forward to working with Adam and Drew and whoever else is responsible for working that with you guys. I think that's a neat program. I know that we've got a lot of at least local kids here in Grays Harbor that look up to the Beast Elite. You know,
mm-hmm.
we had some anti-bullying campaign going on out here, and I know it was pretty cool to have some of the elites talk to some soccer players on some of the soccer teams, and to come out here and do a free public workout. We didn't want to overemphasize what it was, but we've done it twice and a few more people each time, and. Now we got this Christmas party thing coming up, and you know, I don't know how well attended it's going to be, but I wouldn't mind if a few hundred people showed up. But if it's 50 people, that would be awesome as well. But the local CrossFit gym, they were really excited to hear that you were doing that here in our community, and that they could also work with the local manufacturer. So they're gonna put together some workout of the day, I think, for the following morning after the party, and I'm looking forward to a lot of that type of interaction. So,
oh, that sounds good.
We can invite somebody down. We love giving tours. We've had two or three different TV shows that have been in there and recording. We had a music video from someone on The Voice. lady named Erica Corbin. She's a really amazing singer. She did a little 4th of July ditty there. You're right, in our manufacturing facility. That was really cool, and she's done 3 other music videos in the adjacent building. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is just awesome. And anything we can do to help better a person, that's, we're trying to provide solutions to people's problems by making sure that they have apparel that works as hard as they do.
And that's awesome. I mean, apparel is very important.
I mean, I think that's why we go hand in hand, right? I mean, your mission is just like ours. Ours is to help support people in their transformation to their next best version of themselves. And that,
yeah, I'm not sure.
Things for everybody.
I'm not sure where you guys wanted to go with this, but I'm really looking forward to working on some of the endurance stuff that you can schedule out in this area. And I know you had this last weekend, I had soccer games and I couldn't participate, but you guys had a workout out here in Grace Harbor, and I think that's pretty cool. We've got a lot of people out here that are not used to having that available, and I think that locally will just be a program that will grow. I'm hoping to participate a little bit more in that, whichever way I can, whether it's in making arrangements for the facilities or trying to get gear to the site, that sort of thing. But don't we have a big endurance thing scheduled out here, Drew? Adam?
Ghost.
Yeah.
Actually,
I can't wait. I seriously cannot wait.
Well, the final paperwork is almost done. I need to get it over to you before I leave tomorrow for vacation. But yeah, we should talk about that for a minute. And Mike, I don't know if we talked too much about it. I can't wait for it.
I've heard a little bit about ghosts, but not a whole lot.
Oh man, lay it out, Adam. Lay it out.
Sure. Yeah. You know what? Let's review a few things.
Okay.
So January, down just outside of Hoquiam, and thank you, Ben, for helping us get a very special place. It's 88 acres of just gorgeous Pacific Northwest forest, with a little bit of everything mixed into it. People can expect every type of Pacific Northwestern terrain almost in that area.
Yeah.
Super challenging.
That area is generally known locally as the Wainuchi Valley, but it's in Grace Harbor, and it's not far from our facility.
And it's perfect. So Ghost is it's a little different. It's been something that was kind of a crazy idea I had, I want to say, just about a year ago, just before Beastbreaker came into play originally.
Mm-hmm.
Completely team versus team, with a little bit of endurance, covert reconnaissance, and Survivor Amazing Race mixed in. It's totally nerdy.
Wow.
And so, no, that was fun. It's awesome,
no,
man.
It's fun. I'll dive a little bit more into how it works, and I don't think really we've kind of talked about it too much publicly. So how it works is this. A lot of our other endurance events or other endurance type events by some of the other companies out there, it's a lot of PT, physical training, you know, you're doing your push-ups, you're doing this, or it's a lot of rucking, you're going to carry your weight, you're going to do this. And those are all fun and challenging and hard, and they're great, and I love them. But I wanted to try something different, right? So what if we take that, and what if we take all the infractions out of it, but make them team-based infractions, and make them team-based infractions that you award the other team? And then what if we take all the timeline out? What if we make it then mission, resource, time task, and side mission based? I know that's a lot, and I need to be a little ambiguous on this for now, but what if you can pick exactly as a team how you want to tackle the night?
competing directly against you is the other team. And there are some very specific rules on how you can interact with the other team, and there's not. And there's some purposeful gray areas, right? And the best part is it's done when one of a couple things happens. Either one team completes all missions and gathers all the resources, or one team gathers all the resources and completes all the side missions. So there's two edges to it, right? And they all have their own levels of difficulty. They all have to be done together as a team and or in special fashions. And everything is awarded or taken away from each other's teams. And it's not going to be easy, right? It's not something where you say, okay, we need to go and do 1,000 sit-ups. Okay, that's cool. There's 20 of us on our team, 20 on their team. How do we tackle, you know, 1,000 sit-ups? And there's a bunch of different ways we can do it, and that's great, but that's not what this is. Yeah, there's going to be elements of that together, but what if you had to take, and this is where some of those thematic elements from, like I mentioned earlier, Survivor, right? Outwit, outlast, outplay, is I think their old motto, and some of the elements of The Amazing Race. What if you have to get certain things to certain places in certain ways in certain times and do it without the other team even knowing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the biggest
fan. I'm looking forward to Ghost, and we're as a company looking forward to supporting that. I've been watching the property, and I think Adam was trying to keep you up to speed on that as well, but we're talking about the real Pacific Northwest Forest, and you know, there's wildlife out there. I've seen some awfully big bear and cougar and bobcat, coyote, and elk and deer. I mean, this place is, it's not like it's on the edge of the earth, but there are a lot of animals in there, and it's not all that much disturbed. It's going to be a really cool place to put out that ghost challenge. I'm really excited for it, and who knows, it could be anything from, what, 4 or 5 inches of rain a day to, you know, 6 inches of snow, or, I mean, maybe it's going to be super dry. The whole thing will be changed by the weather in any event. And I'm looking forward to watching some people really push and see how hard they can work their Grace Harbor Unders in that particular event.
Well, speaking of pushing, the best part is it sounds tough, right? It sounds kind of ridiculous. And to a degree it is, but it's, and this is where I have pained myself over it and raked myself over the coals several times, is making it approachable by anybody of any athleticism level.
And yeah, that makes it tough. That's tough for the coordinator, the planner.
And yeah, it is tough. And, you know, some people might go, well, I don't want to get on a team with Billy because Billy's not, you know, some crazy fast runner. Well, it's not about that.
See, that's the thing, is I'd be the guy that nobody wants on the team.
and that's specifically what I've written it against.
Yeah.
The perception that, oh, this guy, they don't look fast. They don't look strong. They don't look like they've got grit. To take all that away. And put people in an equalized environment where they have to go succeed together.
Adam, when do people sign up for this?
Well, I'm so happy you said something. After we get that...
Are you really, or are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm actually legitimately happy you said that. after I get the final paperwork...
I can't see your face on a podcast, so I'm not sure.
No, I'm happy. Yeah, I just have to get the final paperwork over to you for review. I'm hoping that we can go live before I get on the plane tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay.
Nice.
So that'd be something.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's one thing that, you know, I'm glad you're trying to make it so that, like, really anybody can be involved, because that's been one of my biggest problems with, like, endurance events. I mean, most people who know me in real life, I'm kind of a big guy, and I'm not the most athletic. up until 2 months ago, I'd smoked for 20-something years. So I'm not the guy that usually, you know, like in an endurance event, they're going to be like, yeah, that's the guy I want on my team. I'm usually the guy that everyone's like, yeah, I don't really want him around. You know, so it's good that you're going to try and make it so even a big guy like me could do good.
Yeah. Thanks for that. But we're going to take a little bit more time than I think we budgeted for. Any other thoughts or things that we haven't touched?
I'm just really excited about the future of Grace Harbor Unders and obstacle course racing. The whole, I know there are so many different perspectives, but you can call it a lifestyle or I mean, I don't know. It almost seems like a huge extended family, really, to me. And I'm just really excited about what the future holds, not just for the team as it exists now, but kind of what it's turning into, and however our company can participate. And really, Adam, I think you've had an opportunity to talk with my dad. Being partners with my dad in a family-owned business where we make a product that's being recognized as the best in the world. It's really important to us, but I think you can probably hear from my dad as well. If any of you listeners ever get an opportunity to talk to him about why he feels Grace Harbor Unders is such a big part of obstacle course racing and the people's lives, it really is the fabric of your family. I mean, when you're looking to grandma for, you know, your comfort food, you're looking to Grace Harbor Unders for your comfort clothes. I mean, it's that important to my dad and I both that people can trust our company to try and make it right. You know, we're not going to just slap a logo on the side of something and say, no, it's good. It really is. Just trust us. We want you to put it on, go out there and thrash it. Get as extreme as you can be and see if you can get it to a point where, you know what? I outperformed those clothes. And we just don't think it can be done. We love people to challenge us and to go search the world for something that's better because it's not out there. So, that's awesome. I don't know, but he's I'm looking around the side here.
Oh, GH Unders.
Yeah, you definitely need to. Are you come on out to the Christmas party?
I should be there.
Yeah, loving it. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks everyone for your time, and Ben, thank you so much for making some time to chat with Mike and I. You're the man, and we deeply appreciate.
No problem.
It.
You know, I could talk all night. That's just what I do.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, you guys, you all, the whole Beast OCR family, when you need something from Grace Harbor Unders, don't hesitate to give us a call.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yep. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by the Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. Like us? Great. Join us at Facebook or beastocr.com. And thank you.